Minayin, the sitter to all the Kachov and Shibsula. For Dash, Tabel, the Neisho, the law of the Kachov. The Tarkus Mashma, Ha'isha, Ksheira. The Oma called him the Levisha. Eino Ba'atuya. No. It's only by filling out the Shidrasha. We don't have the Shidrasha to come to the city. First is the foolish that a woman is kosher to make sit. However, the Mordechai is in a tough, cool man that not so sure. We nigh in the tips of the Benafri Shibsula. The Eish Mepharshim, page Gimel, of an Aleph, the second line of the second column. The Noshim Psula is lots of sinners. We need to have yet killing. They are called Yeshna Vakshir, Yeshna Vakshiva. So the reason is no. And the fact that you're Mamaita Goy is your Noshim Vakshir to make sin. And then he adds another twist. The B'nai Yisrael Mikru. They are B'nai Yisrael. The B'nai Yisrael, includes women. The reason they're popular is not because it's B'nai Yisrael. They're popular because of the dispensation of Mangrom. No, it's a whole discussion. If you hold it's not as Mangrom with a Chai, it's more discussion. Why is Mang Tikku? So I'm B'nai Yisrael. No, it's a Shrush. The Tata. The Nosh of Tzuras Mitzuka. Mitzuka's Ganvach. Nanvach, nothing. Noshim, etc. Shayna. A woman can make a sukkah. We don't sukkah this year. So a woman can make a sukkah. She's not included in the midst of sukkah. But that thing got a feeling to go to crawl. We can't have minutes and Noshim also sit it. You must also Shemaram and Makvid. Not women shouldn't make tithis. Why? You should put them in a dove and put them on Kherin. The new elite says the Mordechai can't be. And that's what I feel. The milk and tissue is took us gone back. The shame. And more than that, we learn the Perek Asfina. Argas gonos l'ishto shorabachanina ben dosa v'shadya tchelto l'fadikim osu lovo. So the Rebbe from Chanina ben dosa made tithis. So the Mashmurishi Gemara, the women are kosher. Nonetheless, there seems to be a sheet that it says pop. And you can pass up one of two reasons, Rav Osa. One of two reasons. One is B'nai Yisrael below B'nai Yisrael. That's in fact found in Agos Maimini. Turk Aleph Pekot the Pesach. That's to re-reject. It's found in Agos Maimini. And the other drasha you saw here is Yesh Kol Sheyeshno B'Levish Sheyeshno Ba'Asiyah. Now, Babel B'nai Yisrael, Vosula and Sittis, what does Asiyah mean? Possibly it's Kliya. The making of the Sittis means you do the Tchiva, the Kliya, the Kshira. It's the making of the tithis itself. But Tviya, the spinning of the thread for the tithis, that would be kosher. If you hold the drasha of Kol Sheyeshno, then they would be possible even from the Tviya. There are two different drushas, but not the meaning. According to one drasha, they're possible only from the Atviya, which means we'll call it the Tchiva, putting the strings through the hole, right, tying them, but the via there be kosher. That's not part of the also. However, if it's kosher, yes, it'd be possible from that. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. In Siman Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph. The Chabad says, this is a so goy potl. Yichtiv davel b'nei Yisrael afuke goyim. Isha, sheira, latoso. Very, alpha na machabe, that's it. All these things are just rejected, and that's all. Simple. However, there are more things. V'yesh machmirin, lahatzrich anoshim sheyatu oto. The tov latos ken lechatzilu. If you buy citizens in the style of a couple shmoyna, it will probably say, in many of them, huh? Sias Gvorim or something like that. Anoshim. Have you seen those things on the side? They give you all their various sidurim that they put in. It's one of the ones that you printed on the side. Pashto Tov Latkein Lechatchila. Oh, Lechatchila. Said the Taz in Sivkot Aleph. the heart of Nashim Shalana Tovos, the positive, you know, the women would spin the, would be spinning for the fingers. There, Mutter, Akila Ben Atam. The Daf got Kli of a beggar with the cupboard, to the east of the summer. The Zen Nilsa Akli, the Kane they really. So I can tell, even Kli of a Ben Atam. That's very difficult, as the Siv Chaim at the bottom points out. He said the whole Mordechai is mashma exactly the reverse of what we just read of the Kane. Leading you the Siv Chaim print at least at the bottom, I think the Marshal, I think the Berger, so on, so. They're less of. They bring a right answer, man. It's Tom, Baba Basra, I and Dalib. Well, the Dvara, because it's Tom, ain't a right. Does some Tzvil. I don't know what's up to me, Baba Basra. Say the prayers, what is over there? Right. So, you argue against him, the Tzvil Chaim. A Levada, I live in a time, in the occasion, the Levisha, and the Kassiyah, call Asiyah, Asu, Asiyah, Asiyah, to the Vek. I think that the Siv Chaim's Raya could be argued, as Yaakov says, and expressed in Shad Yamin, clear. However, we think the Tzad is wrong anyway. Because Rabbeinu Tam, what's Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam, what did Rabbeinu Tam say? What do you mean, I feel the Rabbeinu Tam? Who's Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam is the Shita of B'nai Yisrael, below B'nai Yisrael? Or presumably Rabbeinu Tam is the one who says, Kol Sheyeshna. So I got the impression that Rabbeinu Tam holds Kol Sheyeshna. Kol Sheyeshna. So then it should possibly so before even the Tzviya, not just the Tzviya. But the Raya from about to Yaakov says not a complete Raya. The Logan Avraham, he quotes it over here. The Yesh Machmir. Ul Zizu Kol Nitzel She'ena Isha Mechuyavet Ben Kol Lula V'Sukha Eina Rashoy La Sosa. The B'nai Yisrael. He says, Kol Sheyeshna. Kol Sheyeshna applies not only to Tzvillim, it applies to Tzitzis, and it applies to Lulav, it applies to Sukkah. Ah, you repay Nishalel, and it's a book against the Mefurish Gemara. Sukkah's gone back. Nun is Noshim. Nun, what he's saying, right? What does it mean? Very good. For the Noshim. For the Noshim. How did Lincoln say, by the people, for the people? That's how he said, revive the Noshim, for the Noshim. But according to Zen, it's not by the Nashim, it's only for the Nashim. That's kosher, but by the Nashim would be possible, according to this Mogan Avraham. Huh? And so that's what he says, according to the Machamirim. But the question is, does the Ramah really mean that? How can you tell? The Ramah says, Yesh Machamirim, Lahatshech HaNashim, Sheyasav also. What does the Yasav also mean when the Ramah says, how can you tell? Only way to tell is looking at the documentation. That's what the Bialocha did. Look at the back of Moshe. And you get the impression from there, it's not so. Open tree for the Bialocha. The word Lahatrich, Yesh Machmir Lahatrich Hanoshim. The Bialocha says, you know, I wrote Mishnah Berurah. The reason is, B'nai Yisrael below B'nai Yisrael. That's the time of the Maram and the Agos Maimini. V'lo Etahakti Atam. You should hold Rabbeinu Tam. You see the Mogan Avraham? No. Ainul Avisha number two. No. I didn't write that reason. And not commit of even for yes or mitzvah lulav v'sukkah. So the Masher b'dati Moshe. Shlokosh shirak l'maram. The Moshe is makom only for the maram of bnei Yisrael below b'nos. So, and he's not worried about Rabbi Natan, especially when the tefillin is no shaykes anything else. No shaykes. As a matter of his din, as a matter of fact, of B'nai Yisrael, below B'nai Yisrael, very nice that the Mordechai makes a wave his hand and says, there's no instruction. The Mordechai says, wait a second, look at Shat. You find instruction in two places. The Chol Duchta, he says. One, two, Chol Duchta. Darshina B'nai Yisrael, below B'nai Yisrael. Yeah, for example, Kiddush Lamedvav, Uve Menachet, Son of Aleph, Matinim Noshim Ibnei Yisrael. What are the cases over there? You're talking about Shach. You want to talk about Smicha, you want to talk about Zufa. What are the Ibnei Yisrael? The Perish, Ibnei Yisrael, below B'nos Yisrael. That's a very complicated answer given by the Rebbe Leon, the Drachi, quoted at length in the Prima Gaon, but I don't fully understand. Mir, no Mir. I didn't get it. Do you want to take a look? You can. The Madonna quotes the Rabbi Yehuda Jacob Terek at length on that Nachman Avram. Raise passes there. More serious than that. It was a long Terek. At the end, I don't understand what is a mirror. No mirror. I quite read. But the best challenge that was the Aruch HaShulchan said. Aruch HaShulchan says, okay, lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael as gira anoshim. Hey, that's a new one now. B'nei Yisrael below b'nei Yisrael. What do you think about that? I mean, not to appeal to gira anoshim, but I mean, but just the idea of it. Unheard of, right? No. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, the only time you dash it, Nei Yisroh, Loba Nos Yisroh, is by Korbonis. Not by Korbonis. Nei Shavodas HaMikashu B'zirach B'zichre Kuhuna, Nei Ava Loba Nos Yisroh. But then, it says, Nei Yisroh, it must mean, it's Matu Nosh, Mitha, Tzufa, etc. Rai Barura, Shiva Kehle, Yopo Nei Yisroh, Gira Nosh, Yisroh Nosh, Rav, Yosef Yaakov, Ninu, Tell me if the shots are cousy. Kick them. I thought I should. That's the best thing I can do. Fine. The right. The Allah has another half to mean it for cotton. Cotton is B'nai Yisrael, male cotton. But on the other hand, he is not about the yuva. Can a cotton make stitches? Whatever making means. Let's assume just a simple putting in the stitches. So it depends. If you require about the yuva, no. If, however, it's enough, it's a B'nai Yisrael. So the B'nai Yisrael. So the huh? In snoop was one thing. Yeah. Well, some snoop was also done, but with different snoop. You have to cash now for sure. Right. Okay, get him. You have a little time, so when the stump, everything is done, the stump. Okay. You have a good question. Weiter, a cotton. We're not the cotton women receiving smicha, David. I enough jokes. Okay, but I guess a good joke anyway. B'nai Yisrael will open up the show. Okay. Okay. Says the Yalof, even though what I'm saying here, a cotton should be Muslim to make this, nevertheless, the chaschila you shouldn't do it. Well, the chaschila you shouldn't do it. But one thing you can do, make your own tzitzis. So you can't borrow a tishbol activity when I was still do it. Make tzitzis. Nothing else to do. So if you make tzitzis on tishbol, you need to make tzitzis when you were. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? No, you're the expert of making tzitzis. So he said, I'll tell you one thing to the Mishnah Berurah for sure. Upashit that cotton la atma mutal la atma tzitzit to kuli al. Not a gil of chinam. So we'll see with the rabbanim is tzitzit. Think about the visha. Oh, atma. The yosa nira li. That feel of a kfar na atma godol by your gil moshana ain't sorak la hakit it to yosa. The ari to the yevid on it. With the yevid in lochus to hod the rabbi natan. Because there you go, there ba atma moshi tzitzit moz vishma. This is a biyala. Ah, with the yevid. What's it cost? $10? Well, that's a bit of the end, but I mean, in today's world, the guy spends $4,000-something for a kit marasha. Even $10 to buy a pair of shoes, it's only when he turns on it. And I'm not talking expensive. My mitzvah costs more than a kit marasha. My mitzvah. And if I make it, what's bothering me? They find this cheap filling that they're spending tens of thousands of dollars on the balloons and everything, and the flowers, and the shigab, the cake. So, I mean, they can afford to buy a new pair of scissors and a new pair, a good pair of filling. Okay. Now, Lishma isn't in you. Not so much of Lishma. He said, you know, you have to make Lishma Lishma. If you see me in the very next video halacha, cut, turn up, confront, dock, go to open our gabba. In order to make sure he's doing it, Lishma. So the Chora, when the Bialacha said the previous tag of it, the cut, when he made it, didn't use it after he turns bar mitzvah. As long as he knows it was Shema, is that enough? The very next paragraph he seems to say that he says, I know, I was 12 years old, I was a shkilim, and I was already a mature young man. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, when I was 12, I did it lishma. Is that good enough? That's probably something that's not good enough. But if you did it, it's not good enough. You have to have a gorol al gavro. That's what it sounds like. Of course, if I rhyme, I'm watching over you, so gorol al gavro, no problem. But if the guy's doing it on his own, then it would be different. I don't know how to read the two paragraphs together. That's a problem. Now, as a matter of fact, what will happen if a goy puts in a sitter, if God alone will go? So the Mogan Avraham says, I feel you throw Omer al-Gabo by Tzviya, Kosher, going to the Rosh. We already spoke about it against the children, if you remember. It's a Rosh activist, and it's a Sefer Torah. But the most important Simon Yonah of the Bay, we'll get to that later, even by Tzviya, the Rosh has got Omer al-Gabo, is good. But by Hatzalah, by Kliya, certainly no good. Pekka Mekiva Eger, Akashman, and the Zira Shimshin. Le'a da'atim in Olea. Keva de Mitzviya, kol ha'polsk, Mitzviya, le'a divina l'shva. Kosh, yel ha'arosh, b'yitzra, lo'am al-gaba. Kol shekein, b'atzir, de la'arambam, lo tzarech, shiyya l'shma. Kosh, yel ha'arosh, b'om al-gaba. The Zira Shimshin, Kosh, against the Mogan Avraham. Why should Galo Agav work here? For the Rosh is a work for Tzviya. Tzviya is more common than Kliya. Tzviya certainly is a Shema. Tzviya is Kliya is a Machlod. Or Mechila Tzvot Tarot Alo Dok, that's a Mechivet. Shani at Tzviya then still in the Shema Shalom the Shema. And the Kliya is a Kotsu, the Mimai Tzim Mikro, Tzvnei Yisrael, or Tzvot Alo Nachri. Shema Kilo Mahani Amal Agav Alo Pasha. Oh, he's right. Galo Agav Alo works for the Shema. I'm sorry. So it's not a part of it. No. The Nazirus Shimshon said, Madach by Tviya, God of Omar Gaba, works going to the Rosh, Habachoma by Tviya. No, don't do it, sir. I mentioned that to him. No, it's also my sister. There's no Habachoma? I understand that. But there's a relative base that it works by Tviya. She works certainly by Kliya, which is the more cow, but call it around. Some of the only need, some of them require Kliya Lishma at all. It's not Kavachom, but it's not absolutely Lishma over here. Lishma would have worked for Kavachom, but it's a separate school of Gareth and Kosovo. It doesn't help the Kavachom. Uvazem Yushav La Rosh, Tisviyo Le Asiya Tarach Lishma. Lama Li Kovane Yisrael, and the Mele Apostle Mishim Shalom Lishma, that's the Rambam's Raya. The Rambam holds, you don't have to feel Lishma at all. Don't you? But they have to catch him to Rambam, so why did the Prophet B'nai Yisrael, no, forget. That's Rambam's right. Rambam's right was Agamar. Agamar says, if there's a cousin, B'nai Yisrael, lo nachrim, if you need the Shema, what do you need a Prophet for? So I can't do the Shema. Zemadach, you don't need the Shema. That's Rambam's right, all quotes. It's just all quotes. So he says, no, it's no right. So Rosh Lashitah, the Kogam Kivek, to be Yisrael, Omer Al-Gabah, Mikri the Shema. Sarah Krobinay Yisrael, also the mind not to be Yisrael, Amen al-Gabo. The whole Rabbah of the Tama, the Tzvita Tamei, the Tzvile, Hege, the Vila, the Shemol, Amen al-Hani, so Amen al-Gabo. Shafa Mughal Shitoso, the Tzvile, the Tzvile, the Shemol, the Krobinay Yisrael, the Tzvile, the Tzvile, the Tzvile, the Tzvile, the Tzvile, the Tzvile, the Rambam is what the rise of the Rish Yosef said. For the fact that you're supposed to be my goy, if you don't need the Shema. Because even God of Al Gabbah is not considered the Shema, so you don't need the Shema. But the Rosh Hashitah for the God of Al Gabbah is considered the Shema. And the mail that the Rambam dry is no right. You need a Pasuk, Taki, you need the Shema. The God of Al Gabbah is the Shema. Oh, so for that you need a Pasuk to knock out a goy. But if no God of Al Gabbah is no good. All the beautiful people here in Abiki Vega. On the Mogan Avraham, Tim and Yud Aleph, the Koson Aleph. That's what it says in the Mekiva. Fine. Okay. Comes an interesting Orach HaShulchan. how far people can go with certain chumras. This one, I don't think I ever saw it printed, but today's world, I don't know why not. Today's world. Okay. Fine. That's the, I'm sure I'm going to follow. The da, shepostu, shechol lahatal tzitzis potalas bein b'yom bein b'layla. Hatal layla enos man tzitzis. Yikomach am enu inyil na tziyota. Ve'af noshim sheret ha'tota. Ve'af mi shechoshu l'noshim, zemen esh enos klaba nitzadu. Is it a maid tzitzis at night? Well, would you believe that someone argues in the Aruch HaShulchan? I found it. In the tzitzis book, this is Tziv Zayin, Yudal Zayin. In the tzitzis book, quote some of course, I didn't recognize as arguing. But more than that, the Minchas Chinuch quotes this as a Shiloh, which is not completely resolved. It's a tough, tough gimel. So that's amazing. So I'm looking for the next thing. Nasa Bayom. I don't think I've seen it, though. Have you seen it? Fine. Indeed, in Tziv Bay, Hitler Yisrael, Tziv Bebega, below Kavana. Tenein, tzitzachem, mitzukonim, tzitzim achara, lachshiro, yesh lismok, ala ramba, shemachshi. Avalo yavara chalot, the Rosh is not machshi, we saw a few minutes ago. Fun. And then days of the days, Rabbi say, there's a concept called tviya lishmo. The Gemara says, Asson, min akutsi, min animi, min agrodim, sula. Min atisim sheya, tzitzik amei vishmolam, min atisim sula, the ina tviya lishma. This din is called in the Shulchan Aruch. You need tviya lishma. This is Sim and Yud Aleph, Sim Pal. This is no machlok. Tviya is a machlok. Chutin tzarech shiyu tviya lishma. Finished. Nothing to talk about. Rabbah goes further. Yesh machmim afilu lenapsan lishma. Whee! Comes from the Mordechai. Tov, tov, kuf, nun. Not only have to be spun lishma, it has to be combed, I guess it's considered the beginning of the spinning. It's a whole discussion in the blue book, what's the way, draw the line, where does the spinning end, where does the combing end, or where does the spinning begin? Some Yiddish words, some in between says I didn't find one who is, was a shayla about. Okay. So the Rambam says that it's a minute of a hakol, but the b'nipot, and even though the Machmir, but sure enough, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kotzim Alam says, Yesh lahachva lechatzila. Okay. Couldn't expect anything really different. Okay. Tziv Beis. Tvon goy v'yitzol omen adaba v'omer shiyatza l'shmo leho ramba kotzul. We mentioned this before. Uleho rosh kosher. Rosh was not 100% sure rosh, but it's obvious note that Hilchos Sefer Torah Siman Gimel, we read references to it in Tzvillin. Says the Rambam, the Nogin Shay Yisayeya Yisrael Ma'at. Okay. Now this din is not so posh. Not so posh. Let's open to the Rosh, as a matter of fact, and he'll say the Torah Simon Gimel and see what it says. It's not simple at all. We here before a little bit of a throne, briefly, if I'm not mistaken. Page 222. Well, it's harder than 222, it was much too tough. Yeah. So the Rosh says, Kos of Arabenu Baruch Zal. This is about the 10th line of the second column. Mahovik Kachavim Ma'abdov Yisroelam and Agabov Umisayo Yesh Balmamish. Here he talks about Yisroelam, to the Kamsha. Mahovik Kachavim Ovid Adad Yisroel Tzvemi Chus. The Chus Yaman Agamir and Tzvemi Noch. Fine. Viaf Agav, but it's more racist. Viaf Agav, but it's even again, I mean, in Ovid Kachavim Adad Yisroel Tzvemi Chus. Gittin Dav Chav Gimel. Yeah. It says the following conclusion. The Fikov, So it comes quickly. And by meal, the same thing. A goy should do the meal, not a kusi, because a kusi is a dat to nafshe kavim, and not when it comes to a goy. Came into the reg or not, the meal takes a second. Vari also dat nafshe shalom alo. Fine. That is a problem. Does the tibia take a second?
If a chaber took the rush and he'll say the Torah,
he said it by meal and by Hebrew, which takes a second, and applied it to Tzvi, which the Chor should be compared to get.
It's a long time to Tzvi, it's a long spinning class, it doesn't happen in 1 second.
Talk about a machine over here, it's spinning, so it gets spun.
I don't know how to do it myself, but that's what I think takes quite a long time.
That's the kasha, which is a Rabbi Kivega's kasha, quoted by the Beer Halal. Take a look. Yud Aleph. The Yisroel. I am based Yosef Shalom and Zeh. Look at the Kivega and others to ask the following kasha. The Rosh's reason is they're getting me with the Ibud, which is the get the and she from Kotar and get the Shema to lay out the Ibud. The Loyata. And the Ibud Lovina and the Tchila to Ibud, and she asked him about Rosh's talk and seed. She also has any also tap with Shem Sefer Torah. So you have to talk with Shem Yisrof, Shem will say the God. Milo, take a second. If that's the case, quote to Rosh verbatim. That's the case. If he's there, lo shayach akulu gari tviya sittis, called tviya milsim apenafshi. And it's you would need to record it as the case. This is the cash. Comes the biolacha to zeinach inam. The only time it makes is when it's in it's done very quickly. And then for the last four lines, he writes. Again, if he's there, the nushechas at tviya zman harve, near to the chulam alo mahani biyomen agav. Can you imagine that? The last two lines. It's only Mekel, it's Be'en and Mshech, that's Tzvi as Man Habe. Just for a second. Just a quick spin. That's the case. Last line. Tzvi and Mshech, Kol Yom, Be'en, it's made up of Fabrikin. Fabrikin are factories. That's no good. Wow. That's not the Sabri of Mechav. The Chava did not make any conditions. It has to be the son 1, 2, 3. So the Chazanish and Simon Vov, Steve Cotton Yud, give the following answer. He says like this. You do the first action. That son, presumably the Goya will do what the Shul tells him to do. And then the remainder of Osai, the remainder is considered sort of a kind of a stomach. It sort of continues on its own. Once you start off with the Shema, the remainder can be used and stuff. My guess doesn't work. Why? Chazanish and Lashon is, Kol rega verega is chazu the pius v'charotim. Any minute they can change their mind and not get divorced. Hope, I guess, in some cases they would change their mind and not get divorced. So there's every minute there's a new decision. So deciding, yes, they're going to go through the divorce. When it comes to Ibu Tei Petara, you put it into the seed, and that's where it's some of the Shema. So by Tzvi it's the same thing, it's not just spinning, it's too nice. You're using your hand, it's not happening by itself in the line, but it doesn't make a difference. Since you started it as a natural continuation, we say that it works. That's Chazanish. That same piece of Kotzor. He said if you have the first koach of the Tzvi of the Shema, the remainder is also Lishma. And you don't need Tzviyat or Koach Adon for the remainder. and therefore Mishim Kron Good. This has happened for him many times. Tviyas Yad.
They expect the Tviyas Yad.
Do with the machine, but much cheaper. Tviyas Yad. Chazanish, they don't need Tviyas Yad. Tviyas Mechona is also good, but the Machmir want to make Tviyas Yad. What? The impression I got from the Chazanish, and it's not so crazy, I'll tell you what the impression I got from the Chazanish, although it doesn't say it, it's foolish, is that the same way he's explaining over here. He saw it over on Gabba Earth. So the machine also works. I press the button in the machine, assuming only the first time around is my action, but the remainder is considered a continuation. That's the svara which is attributed here to the rush. Tell the guy to do it, the rest is a continuation. But according to the Rambam, you get the impression that it wouldn't be good. Say it, which could be not true. The rush, he says that it works for Mila and for Ibud, so now the Chiddush that it works for Tzviya and for Rabbi Kiveh's degree. Rabbi Kiveh is the one who's arguing on this Tzakuza. In fact, there's two separate questions. Have to look carefully in the Russian of the Chazanish. Probably means what I just said now, the impression is conveyed a little bit different. But I did see the Farish in the book Google. In the Mishpat Kohen. I think that's that cool. Is that Mishpat Kohen? I think so. So he says that the Farish. I don't understand exactly why it should be, but I read it to you. Here in Simon Yud Aleph. Here we go. Page Kuf Chavdalah, and this says, Shut Mishpat Kohen, Shut Nam Megillah, Mach Shem Shemachai V'Nishma, Kedin Goy Atol V'Yitrol Omer Agarav V'Machai V'Nishma. Okay. Interesting. On the other hand, he has a day which maintains that the entire machine is Kohen. That's just the first to go around. That's the same as Yad Ramah and Sanhedrin and the Bayan Zayin. There's a whole book about that called Maisa Grama Ba'aloch. Very helpful. That's a famous... not for that. Okay. Now, Minakutsa, which we just saw before, why is it possible? So Rashi says, because indeed, Tliya Lishma. The Rambam is the whole Tliya Lishma. So how do you explain why is Minakutsa impossible? Take a look, I'll show you. Simen Yud Aleph, Zipen. I mean, Osin Atisios Me'atema HaNechas Bekotsim Kshatzon Rolstim Be'neim V'manimen HaNiklosim Me'vehema from Shiyur Shesi could be the mitzvah. That's the Rambam. The Rambam didn't require to be able to leal what's wrong with kutzim and imen and all that stuff? The answer is, it's not busy on it. According to Rashi, it's also because there's no tliya lishma. We pass the Rabbah said that Nashim and Tagah Potter minah tithis at the base of our whole discussion of last week about Susweiler, Zangroma, and we said it earlier this evening that the women where they are made, or may they not make it. But the machlok is not gemara. Where the psak come out, machlok, and simen yud zayin. Hopefully the simen yud zayin is gemara. There it says. Simbe, noshim turin, shemitzis hasei, shazman gerom, zot ramo, umikom makom, everyone see it? Umikom makom, הם ראו אותם לעצמו לברך עליו רשות ביונה.
those commodities are written in the flesh of the man grow. Ach mirzi ki yuara, for the king ain lahen lilbo sitit ho the ain of hova gavra. Pirish. Ain of, what do you mean hova gavra? Hova talent? No, pirish. Ain of chayev litna for a talent that she is chayev the sitit. So it's one step removed. It's one step lower than, for argument's sake, shofar or lulav or sukkah. There, every Jewish male is required to be a shofar and to take a lulav and sit in the sukkah. So about sukkah after the first night? Go to sukkah. Ah, so Yaakov has a pshat. That's the case who came to the group. And there's a question of the mitzvah chiyuvit all 7 days of kain to do the boy off or the boy law. Or if you don't say that, which some don't, what are you going to do with the Ramah? It's a ha'ora. Okay. You're not right, are you so? Try not to pass it that way. Okay. Fine. Harbim Yonas and Ben Uziel calls it Beged Ish. Yekli Geber Alisha, Tzitzit, I think it's Tzilin as well. I saw it in the Teresh of Reb Chaim Kanetsky Masech Tzitzit. He says, that depends upon the Shaila, well, if a woman puts on Tzitzit, she gets the mitzvah or not. Shadosh from Stomchus Rishus. If she gets the mitzvah, there really is a beged ish as such, because if a woman, whether she gets the mitzvah point. So I think that that's all correct until the Ramah. But once Ramah said the women shouldn't wear it, the camera baggage. Not in the right, but not in the time of the Torah. There was no time. There was even some people, women who actually probably did wear it. So, but now I think it's a baggage. It could be a baggage as well. Still in, it could be not a baggage. It is a baggage, but you don't need a baggage. Tachshin. You don't have to film it also a baggage. I, Michal Bashol, you know, Rashi's daughter, they call her husband the quarter. But, yeah. Right, come on, they take the Ramah literally. They put on the no one. All we know, every woman here is wearing tzitzit, huh? Who am I to argue? We don't look. So,
yeah.
Right, but assuming my facts are right, that the women are not, I can't know, no one can ever know. But if my facts are right, that the women aren't doing it, and the woman's don't want to do it, then it would be a question. I mean, he's back to Begadish. You know, Mother of Pankinets shouldn't be, because there's the midst of it. No one does it. Begadish is not a question of, I mean, you know, pants was Begadish until not that long ago. Yes? Right, it's a beggar. Okay. You're right. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Right. I agree. I haven't seen that yet. Okay. The last Gemara we have learned is Talis Sheula. But we know this Gemara. The Talis Sheula is we read and learned when we learned. You recall the figure of Mezuzah. Ain't a psicha. We have the same figure of Memdal. It's a two-line figure. So it says a Talis Shula. Refresh our memory. Memdal and Memdal. Well, it says at the end of the narrow, actually the first wide line, Hala Shula Kosmosyam Turim and Atitim, Mikan Melech Chayevim. And it goes into Mezuzah. Fine. What does it mean? What's it talking about? Let's, the Machlek of the Rosh and the Nimuka Yosef. Let's go to the Nimuka Yosef first. I want to share that first. And then we'll come to the Rosh. Okay, please. Hey. You bathe them out? 10th wide line, big letter, Talis, Shula, with the right of Surah, there was Tuscom Rahmanan, Tushokha. The brought to last, I raised a Meshubah, come a boy, come a woo, what a fish. Woo, is that a fish? No? That's an incredible fish. I don't understand, what should it be? Huh? Persian Kulin, the Russian Kulin. You said it as well? Cool. וכן נוג הוא לבורך על תל השאול המצוייתת. ובמוקם שנוג הוא להניח תל יסלפן בבית הכנסת, ובעוד המסעת איפה לפישו, ולהחזיר למקומו, נוס לתוקביה, מוטר, וחוש השור של המידעת גזנאבי, כאם דלק הרוח החשש כאילו יקרנה, ניחלי להינש דלרב דו מיצלי בממונה, השגר בצורך, שם יאבו לקרוס פעם הרבה עד שיקורה מרוב נשמוש. תניה. כיוון שגדול יאבו תנו עד סוף פת חושים לברך בטל השאול לא מצוית עד סוף שלושים יום. רואי לא חושב את דבריהם שלא לבורי. Don't do it. He said, "Gval with the Torah, prepare the way to the Shuduch, well." But the Sarfatim said, "Don't do it." Okay? Dr. Rush, a different story. So what the Nebuki Yosef is saying is that even though it's Mitzuyot Yepotter, Afa Mitzuyot Yepotter, it's Meshuvah, it's a Machloit, it's whether you should make a bracha or not. I don't see why you should make a bracha. Right? Is it the same as, some compared to Noshim, that's the Russian Tzad Mekul, the same as Noshim. He's just wearing the same thing the male would wear. She is the person of Ptur. So we pass in the Dina, she can be have a Kima Mitzvah in the same Eifan as a man who have a Kiva Mitzvah. So here's a different Eifan. But the Rosh is a different spot. It's Simon Bay, page Kuf Kofay. Umashim et Atin v'ashkenaz v'tala shal acher k'der li potim in avrocha v'shem tala shem shula nirali the tolimein but the tala shula p'turim and tittis היינו השור חמך עבר הצהל שאינו מצוייתת עד למה ג'ון פרדו מאז לא תתת שאינו מגדיל את הצהל לרבה אבל כמה חסוס חו אבל שור מחבר את הצהל מצוייתת סורך לבורך why? doesn't explain a word doesn't say one word there's no word of explanation over here why? because look at who explains why says that even though Tala Shehula really is Potter, and he's not talking about a Meshubach of the Nebuchadnezzar, he's really talking about really Chiyuv, the real reason is, it's as if he gave it to him as a Matana Manat Lahavir. Matana Manat Lahavir. Reminds of what? Who? Ezra, exactly. Ezra. Gives time an asterisk, so we assume it means Matana Manasadik, that's what's needed to fulfill the mitzvah. That's the right from Chul, here has to spell it out. Now, here about the, what are they doing in Ashkenaz? What's happening in Ashkenaz? Why are they borrowing Talais? Why? Why? Shliach Tibur, second line, we already taught it last week. Shliach Tibur, Shlichus, night, the whole story. You borrow a talis, get out of the broch problem. So the Chori Tima Furisha in the Rosh. And even a Shliach Tiber, who's far to this for that period of time, would be in a situation where perhaps he has to make a Brach. It's the Chora. It's against the Mogan Avram. Mogan Avram, right? That's not his fault. It goes to Marshal. The Mechab Akas is Yud Dalet Siv Yimel. Sholach Shimu Tiyetis Mavarach Olam Yad. That's not the Rosh. Zok Mogan Avram. On the Marashal of Fulin, the low shall allot the Torah. That's kind of Aliyah today, on Shabbat, it was barred just for a minute. Olav lechnei ha-teva, ein ha-mavarech, kevan she-ein ha-low shall l'shem mitzvah. Against the Rosh, but the Rosh is important, the Rosh disagrees. And he goes to Pisgei ha-tosu, kuf samachal. The corner of the statin with Kala she-ein ha-shalem, the Rosh Hashanah, the Duchem ha-mavarech, not even shorter. How was the Duchem ha-teva? I don't know, the Aliyah is very short. Depends on how long the Aliyah is. I have to have a rough word. 3 minutes, right? 1, 2, 3. Don't think. 3 minutes is finished. I said this is sharp. 4 minutes.
How is it? Why are you talking about that?
I think it's more than 3-4 minutes. And even then it ain't a bro. Just get first. That's a machlok. Whether you would make a bracha in such a case. There's the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Simon Yudalit, this cotton, Yud Alit. So Zorich Alea, but Mishnah Berurah. Yesh Machmirim Dissolvin Shalom Levorech. Unless he gave us a favorish and Matana Masahagzir. That's the Mashal we just saw. Roll Pos Magui to Shulchan Aruch. Adat of the Hacha Ishvila. The Chatzkili to ask him to perish. Fine. And he says, if you bought a house getting Aliyah, with small utensils, or to be a chazan of Fetuchin, she ain't an element she might covet, ain't the Vakim of us. Let's say a talis gadol which you want to wear, a married man from a nosur. And I left my talis at home. I'm borrowing your talis to shem mitzvah. So I know that. So I'm giving it to the matana. So I make a brach. If you borrow the talis, you don't normally wear a talis. You also talis cut. Or mincha time. You know where you do a talis for mincha. And I got to wear the cover of the alva. So what thing I gave it to you, my son, my son, which you do a mitzvah. That's not talis. It's not mitzvah time. Not for the fact you happen to be called up for shlishi, or you happen to duchen or to be a chazan, you wouldn't have worn it. Not mitzvah time. So therefore, who said I gave it to him last time? That's what the Mishnah Berurah suggests over here, is simkotten yudal. So therefore, what's the best thing? Yosef tov shichana v'cholelo shalo likno k'neshlo yitzar tovar kuliyamu. Yeah, finished. The value of Talas is sure, but if it feels like it's good, you can't get Talas at all. You're having your own shakos in it, not as a chas, but as a mitzvah, that you should fulfill personally every single day, then you make a bracha. Otherwise not. That's of a private house. I will tell you so, she'll call, can't shalana, I'm a tzuzbar, they can feel, the tzorach, the vorech, the chuli alma. I feel like shalom, shirak, lava, the fnei ateva, olalas, the Torah. Tal shall call Adat of the Hochi Kanu Mitchila. She call me Shalovish also Shia Shalom. Like Esther, you can't get out of it. You say, I want it for another Tal shall call. I know I have in mind to be Kona. It would be Kona. You were already Kona a long time ago. When you were Kona a long time ago. But the Shul bought the Tal. And the Shul has 50 members. You want the 50 members. So the Mela, you're a partner in the Tal. I don't want it. Too late. Unless you resign your membership.
Guest in the shul.
Oh, very good. Guest in the shul. Then the chorus has to be called. That's correct. So guest in the shul, yeah. But if it's your member of the shul, the pastor, you are a partner in it. And that's it. The Chora should make a bracha. The Chora should make a bracha anyway. The Chora. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, he says, "She called me Shalom Shal Toshia Shalom for Esther." The Halacha, who needs that? Esther has to be Shalachem, all yours. When it comes to a talis, the Chavas of the Ferish, Steve, hey. Talos is shutzin, chayevet tzitzis. So why would he say that when I put on the talos, the shul talos, it belongs to me completely? And if it wouldn't belong to me completely, it belongs to all 50 members. So what? Chayev anywhere. Talk about the word less than shalom. Difficult. Bottom line on both sides is that most people, even if they're members in the shul, and they pay their dues. They still don't make a bracha when they go up to the daven mincha. So how can that be? Because against the mafurish is it. So the poskim can refer you to a Verhete. The Verhete is a Simon Yuschet, Simkot and Dalet. It's quoted, by the way, in the B'Olach itself. So our first reason, let's first look at the variations for a second, come back. It's one to half a line. He says, Olus Nateivas, Olus Ateiv, even Kadosh Yosem Yitzhak, the Ein Mevorech Olam. No problem. Why? So the B'Olach, it's based over here, the B'Olach is something very interesting. That was Yuchet, it's gone down. Now we're back in the B'Olacha, Sha'ala, which is page 52. What does it say over here? Daka! Ein kavanoso lishtatev klal vot nashari Ephraim. That's the Ephraim Zalmagos paper on Kriza Torah. Rak levisho lishtatev nashim kovan v'yalma lo karina nashim tachasno v'hitlif aroi kazeh. Rak betala shalom. You wear your own towel. Put it in the air. Put on a towel. You also make a broch. That was a violent. It's not considered enough of an ativ. Because it's from the end. It's our hatred. The kovan v'yalma. I think that's minigol though. If you get an aliyah, you put on a costume. You don't make a bracha, even if you're old. I have to say it's chlor, but that's what he suggests. It's all the B'Alapha and Simon Yudalit
studio. Yeah. Everything that minigol was correct, that's correct.
Could be correct. I would say it's as follows. What I would say is, if it's your own, part of your master, but not based on the law. If it's a shul, I think you should, the minig is proper. I did see in the Sittes book an interesting thing. Only if you have a kehila, everybody pays a tax. I have sort of a membership in Young Israel, but if you have a kehila, everyone pays tax, then it's considered to be a talos or shutsu. But what he calls a big medrash, that's not... It's not really a partner in that big message. That's easy quotes from the various Tolkien. And some say that the basic message of Krachim belongs to Klal Yisrael. You're not considered to be a Shuddah. That's a problem. A little bit. And then it has the Har Tzvi, which I couldn't find Har Tzvi. That volume wasn't there in the big message. The other two were there, of course. when he quotes the Gemara and Masechta the Yuma and that debate that a tibur is garbage shuddah. Tibur is not really considered a shuddah. I'm not sure exactly what it was. I didn't see it inside. It's Simon Yadayim. That was what quoted briefly one line of the sixth book. Rabotai, this concludes what we have in the Gemara. We have two more things to discuss. One is the Indian of barring a talent, which is Shalom Idas, which we already saw briefly in the Luka Yosef. I want to go into a little more program. That's Simon Yud Dalet. And the last half of Simon Yud talks about what's considered a Kona. Yeah, very few Gemara, but basically really the base Yosef. That's right. And I want to talk about Tchelis. There's a few Gemaras at the end of the Sugya. If you can look up the whole series of Gemaras, just look it up about Tchelis. I find it very interesting. I have a whole series of Tzvah, which I brought from Rabbi Talbot Shlita, which we'll discuss with Hashem tomorrow. I'm not sure what time the Shia is going to be tomorrow. I just have no idea. Unknown to my own schedule. And Mr. Shem Monday, we'll start Hilchot Sefer Torah. So there'll be, well, I'm not sure what we'll be learning there either exactly, but you'll find out at the Shem time. Are you a partner in the yeshiva? Absolutely not. No matter how much tuition you pay, you're not a partner in the yeshiva. You're not.
Why are we a partner in the yeshiva?
I think I got a partner.
Don't tell,